All right, let's switch gears a little bit. We'll jump off the gridiron for a few minutes, and we'll jump into the world of television as we're joined by Orlando Jones from Fox's Sleepy Hollow. Orlando, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. My name is Joe Spano. Good morning. It's really nice to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Joe. How's it going?
It's going just great. Let's talk a little bit about Sleepy Hollow. I guess it will be described as a supernatural police drama. And started, we're in season number two, one episode in. Talk to us a little bit about this great supernatural story that's really a whole lot of fun and very, very dramatic.
Sure. What do you like to know?
Everything from top to tail. Well, I know it's based on the book by The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving, you know, which is an interesting book. And, you know, there's a lot of supernatural. The Headless Horseman is in there. There's all kinds of things. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, all that sort of drama. So tell us all about
it. It's interesting because it's definitely got like a historical bent because we're always, you know, going back in time. And then, you know, you've got a mythology and, you know, it's sort of, you know, obviously it has a comedic element to it. And then obviously, you know, witches and demons, oh my. It's kind of a lot of fun to shoot because it's like, you know, you're watching a summer blockbuster and, you know, so much is going on from episode to episode because, you know, you're kind of following the book of Revelations, really, in that the war is coming and the first horseman of the apocalypse turns out to be the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I haven't had a chance to see it. I know you're a season plus in, but it sounds like a fascinating story. And, you know, you said it's a whole lot of fun to do, and it sounds like it's got a lot of layers. Sometimes TV shows are guilty of not having very many layers. This sounds like it has a lot of layers that bring a lot of intrigue and entertainment to the show that a lot of others might not.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously this is a show from the producers of, you know, Star Trek and Transformers, so it's more like it's a summer blockbuster and probably less like it's a television show. And obviously we're following sort of the legend of Sleepy Hollow with a little bit of Rip Van Winkle in there because, you know, Ichabod Crane wakes up 250 years, you know, while he was fighting for the birth of this country, he wakes up 250 years later and all of a sudden finds himself in this strange world and then realizes he's been reawoken because he mixed bloodlines with the Headless Horseman, and from there we sort of launch into the legend of Sleepy Hollow. So a lot of fun. You know, we're in season two, so, you know, we had a first episode last week, and, you know, this week is going to be even bigger than last week just in terms of, you know, the production value and what's happening in the story.
I mean, it sounds like a great one, and you know what? In this world, you can always go and catch up, and that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to take some downtime, and I'm going to jump into this.
How have you not caught up? We are in the beginning of the season two. You have 13 hours to catch up on.
It doesn't take that long, 13 hours. You sit home one day, and this day and age, you catch up in no time. And, you know, it's not that I'm unfamiliar with your work, because I remember you from Mad TV. I remember you from a whole host of you've done a lot of comedic work. Over the years, you've done all kinds of work.
I'm the least funny guy in the show. The guy who plays Ichabod Crane, Tom Meissen, is hilarious. I'm the guy that I usually bump into who doesn't laugh at anything. I'm playing that guy.
Which is ironic. I mean, your career is loaded with comedy. And you've done drama. You've done all kinds of things. But I think you're best known for your comedy. And talk a little bit about those changes. What is it? What's the difference? How hard is it to change from doing comedy work to dramatic work to voice work to all of these different things? Is there a difficult aspect to it?
I mean, I think you're always just telling a story, you know, so, I mean, and sometimes, you know, that story has a humor element to it, and, you know, and sometimes it, you know, it takes itself very, you know, very seriously, so I think it's more just about the approach and less about, you know, the difficulties. I mean, I had the luxury of growing up watching people like Robin Williams, you know, move back and forth throughout their career, so, you know, I'm following in some awesome footsteps and just enjoying doing it, man.
And it sounds like you're having fun. And again, you know, people look at jobs like professional athletes and actors, and they forget that while it's a great job and it's probably a job you wouldn't trade for any other job, it's still work. You know, people forget that. They're like, oh, he must be having a great time. And he's making a lot of money. It's still work. And it has long, hard, arduous days and a lot of pressure. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, but don't feel bad for me. Like, I've had some crazy jobs in my lifetime, and this one is crazy jobs go is a good one. You know, it definitely is work. You know, because you're all, you know, you're traveling and your schedule is crazy. And Sleepy Hollow obviously takes place at night, so a lot of times we're shooting through the night, and you know, you get home at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, having you know been out in the woods fighting demons all night.
So what are some of the other odd jobs that you've had in your life that aren't as good as this one?
Well, that aren't as good as this one?
Yeah, you said you had some odd jobs. Tell us about
some. I used to work at my dad had a contract painting company. And, of course, since I'm his son, I was what you call free labor. So I remember I'd have to go in, and you know, a lot of times, you know, some people hit a rough situation. They get evicted from their apartment, and so they leave every, you know, they turn the power off, and you come in, and it's just rats and roaches and bugs. And first, you got to flea bomb and roach bomb the place. Then you got to drag all the stuff out, and then you had to paint. Now, I used to paint in a hazmat suit. That was the worst job ever, because as soon as you opened the door, you were like in somebody's bathroom for the next 8 hours because it stank to high heaven in there.
Wow, that is bad.
Plus, when you ain't making no money because your dad's you're a man. You're toughing yourself up, boy. But you're complaining because it stinks a little bit.
I
got to get away from this dude. He is crazy.
I hear that, and you know, obviously, dad coming from you know a more conservative background, a contract painter. How did he? Was the family supportive? Was he like, hey? We applaud you going out and getting into acting, or is he like, son, go get a job?
Oh, please. My family thought I was crazy. You know, my dad played professional sports. That's sort of the family business. Most of the every male in my family played professional, you know, baseball or football. So when I told them I was moving out to California, they sat me down in a round table discussion, and I think the first question was, so your mama say you finna go out there and be what we call an actor. Is there something you need to tell us? And I was like, what do you mean? And my granddaddy said, he's asking you if you're gay, boy. Answer the question. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Homophobes sitting around the room asking me questions. How did Hollywood equal gay? They said, there's some strange people out there. That's all we're saying, a lot of strange people. So that was my first experience with telling my parents and family I was going to be an actor.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, this has been a whole lot of fun. And again, before we let you go, because we're going to try and keep you somewhat on schedule, give us the 411 on Sleepy Hollow on Fox. It airs Mondays, 9 Eastern time, which means it's airing the second episode is tonight. So break it down one more time in about 20 seconds before we let you run.
Good. No problem. Sleepy Hollow. Here's what happens. During the Revolutionary War, Ichabod Crane is on the battlefield. He has received his orders from George Washington to kill this soldier, this assassin. He meets the guy on the battlefield. He shoots the guy. He cuts the guy's head off. The guy cuts him. They both fall dead. Their bloodlines mix. 258 years later, evil has reawoken the Headless Horseman, and because their bloodlines are mixed, Ichabod Crane wakes up at the same time, and the war between good and evil is back on. We are now in season 2, and the second horseman has come. So now two horsemen have come, and we are losing this war, but fighting the battle. Welcome to the craziness of Sleepy Hollow.
Orlando, thanks so much for a few minutes. Anytime you want to come on, talk Sleepy Hollow, sports, or anything else, you're more than welcome to join us here on Spano and Black.
Dude, be my pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
You got it. Good luck to you. Bye-bye now. That was Orlando Jones joining us here on Spano and Black. Watch Sleepy Hollow tonight, 9 Eastern time on Fox.